The Truth News Network. Today's noise giving you heartburn? D-A-N. That's how you spell relief. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
Here's Dan Newman.
If you are dealing with a lot of heartburn, there's nothing wrong with you. You're not Superman just because all of this stuff that's going on around us causes you trouble and you reach for the Tums pretty regularly. It's okay. We're all going through it, folks. Welcome back to Truth News Network. It's debate night, the final debate tonight in Las Vegas between these Democrats that are wanting to replace Donald Trump in the White House. Democrat candidates have already put out their plans for America, or they're going to begin to finalize those. And that's what we're going to look at now. Just want to take you back and let you remind you of what we have been told so far, that any one of these Democrats, if they should win the White House, is planning for you and me for the next 4 years. And there's a little difference in the air now among these Democrats. No doubt, having Michael Bloomberg in the Democrat Party primaries has shaken the field of President wannabes. Well, there's a change. He's going to be on the debate stage tonight, and it wasn't known until early this morning that he actually would be. The most impactful result of his entry is dollars and cents. Bloomberg, as of February 18th, has already spent $417 million of his own money in his campaign. Almost all of that has taken the form of television ads. If U.S. voters had anger for the first billionaire to run for the White House, that of course was Donald Trump, they certainly have permission for anger for the second. And Democrats that have been on the debate stage are probably not too happy to have some more competition up there eating up their time. The Marist poll the morning of the 18th showed that Michael Bloomberg has zoomed to second place among the Democrat presidential candidates, behind only Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont. We're seeing the importance of political funding, aren't we? Bloomberg did all of that, not being on a single primary ballot so far, nor has he participated in any debate until tonight. His position in the Marist poll can only be explained by one thing: dollars and cents in television ads. That might change soon. Bloomberg, with that poll, earned a spot in the debate. And of course, he's looking forward to the opportunity to rip into his counterparts tonight. But he's got to be cautious. Those same election foes will certainly go after him too. As the former mayor of New York City, he is guilty of providing the world and YouTube a bevy of inappropriate actions and sayings that he made and took as mayor. And a lot of those folks are simply racist, and they're caught in interviews. You'll be seeing and hearing some of those as this all rolls out. And as we get closer to the election time, we'll cover those and give you samples. We'll just see how they treat him and how he responds in the debate. As we see the numbers of Democrats in the race dwindle through those dropping out, it's about time for us to take a look at the unified Democrat Party list of policy proposals. And in our written story, we put the word unified in quotation marks because it's anything but unified. We just found a bunch of them, most of them that they all agree to. Before we start that, let me say that what you're about to see and hear are those that various candidates have promised to Americans if he or she takes up White House occupancy. Now, settle in. You might want to grab a cool adult beverage if it's that time of day for you, or maybe if it's early, just a cup of coffee. Settle in. We have 70 of them to give you, and we're not going to go into details. You know what they are in each of them as we give them to you. We'll just highlight what they are and then move on. What will shock you into reality is the projected dollar value these policies are going to cost the American voter. So here's the list. Number one, payment of reparations for slavery. Number two, a new wealth tax of 3% per year on assets, not income. Number three, late-term abortion up to the moment of birth. Number four, restoration of voting rights for released felons. Number five, another impeachment of Donald Trump. Number two, yes, second impeachment. Number six, raising the top personal income tax rate to 70% from the present 37%. Number 7, refusal to repudiate anti-Semitism by Democrat members of Congress. Number 8, free college tuition for all. Number 9, Medicare for all. And note that the term, the plan that they are putting forward is not really Medicare for all, it's Medicaid. Number 10, raising the corporate tax rate to 35% from the present 21%. Number 11, the abolition of the Electoral College. Number 12, amnesty for illegal aliens. Number 13, no gun rights for released felons. Number 14, capping interest rates on all credit cards. Number 15, packing the Supreme Court by adding up to 4 new justices. Number 16, federal jobs guaranteed to everyone. Number 17, a minimum wage of $15 per hour. Number 18, infanticide. That's make the baby comfortable while deciding whether to kill it. You remember that from Virginia. Number 19, the impeachment of Justice Kavanaugh. Number 20, voting rights for felons still incarcerated. Oh, and that includes Boston terrorist Zornev. Remember him? Number 21, citizenship with voting rights for illegal aliens. 22, voting for 16-year-olds. 23, the Green New Deal, including no air travel or cows and one car per family. Yeah, the cows fart. That's a lot of pollution there. Number 24, abolish ICE. That's the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Number 25, deep cuts to defense spending. 26, abolishing Senate filibusters. 27, single-payer government health care for all. And again, that's not the same thing as Medicare for all. Medicare has multiple payers, although the federal government sits up at the top. Single-payer is just Uncle Sam. Number 28, federal licensing and control of all large corporations. Number 29, strict new gun control measures, including confiscations. Number 30, federalizing all voter registration. 31, abolishing or changing the method of representation in the U.S. Senate. 32, ending all private health insurance and health insurance companies. 33, reinstituting the Iran nuclear deal. Number 34, statehood for Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and Guam. That would mean 8 new senators and 14 new electoral votes. Number 35, tearing down existing walls on our southwest border with Mexico. Number 36, raising the estate tax to 77% from the present 40%. 37, rejoining the Paris Climate Accord. Number 38, raising the payroll tax by 2.4 points. That's equivalent to 15%. Number 39, means testing of Social Security. Number 40, taxing capital gains as ordinary income. 41, removing all caps from the payroll tax. Number 42, taxing unrealized capital gains each year. Number 43, jailing corporate executives for regulatory violations. 44, a cash distribution of $1,000 a month for everybody. Number 45, forgiveness of all student loan debt. That's a paltry $1.5 trillion right now. Number 46, federal payment to teachers of $315 billion over 10 years. 47, outlawing all state right-to-work laws. 48, increase fuel economy standards for all cars. 49, halt all energy leases on federal land. Number 50, spending $5 trillion for unspecified purposes to control emissions. Number 51, opposition to nuclear energy. 52, the creation of new AmeriCorps to plant trees on marginal land. Number 53, prohibiting the private practice of medicine. That's part of the Medicare for All America bill. Number 54, federal licensing of all firearms must be renewed every 5 years. Number 55, the abolition of payday loans by mandating ultra-low interest rates. 56, have the post office make low-interest loans to consumers. 57, the imposition of a VAT, that's a value-added tax, on the entire U.S. economy. Number 58, added 7% corporate tax on reported income higher than taxable income. Number 59, free government-provided health care for all illegal aliens. Number 60, legalization of recreational marijuana throughout the United States. 61, require companies to obtain equal pay certificates from the U.S. EEOC, that's the Equal Employment Opportunity. Number 62, dictate national paid leave policy for the entire private sector. 63, mandate federal preclearance for states to pass any new abortion laws. Number 64, federal taxpayer funding of abortions. That would require the repeal of the Hyde Amendment. Number 65, the breakup of Google, Apple, Facebook, and Amazon. Number 66, a new exit tax of 40% of assets for any American that gives up citizenship. 67, the federal government pays all rent for anyone in excess of 30% of income. Number 68, abolishing all private prison management companies. 69, free child care, preschool, college, and 100% student loan forgiveness. Number 70, new promises are being added each and every week, and it's hard to keep up. 70, folks, 70. So, whatever you're drinking, get another cup of even stronger coffee or another one of those early morning adult beverages and try to digest those 70 I just gave you. What are the big three of those going to cost you? And I've got some final words here for you that are going to blow you away. Sit tight. Back right after this at Truth News Network.
The Truth News Network.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
TNN, the Truth News Network, wants you
in our army of truth seekers.
Sign up today at truthnewsnet.org and never miss a story or podcast. Truth News Net has been called the most important voice in conservative American politics and is required listening in university classes as far away as Moscow. TNN is heard in every capital on every continent with listeners around the globe. If you're passionate about the truth and are horrified at the turn of world politics, you are not alone. Sign up today and never miss a fact. TNN, truthnewsnet.org.
What was this, about 1980, 81, sometime in there? Earth, Wind, and Fire, Got You Into My Life. What a great song. Hey, so we gave you the 70 things they've promised you and me. Now, they're being awfully nice, but you got to remember, they don't pay for any of that stuff. You and I do. Let's just look at the big three. First of all, Medicare for All. Price tag, $32.6 trillion over 10 years. Now, they didn't pull that out of the air. That's from Vermont's Libertarian Policy Center. It's also according to the Mercatus Center at George Mason University in Virginia. That doubles federal individual and corporate income tax receipts, and that would not cover the full cost of just Medicare for All. Then there's AOC and Bernie Sanders' Green New Deal. The Green New Deal may tally between $51 and $93 trillion over 10 years. That's conclusions drawn by American Action Forum, which is run by Douglas Holtz Eakin, who directed the nonpartisan CBO, Congressional Budget Office, from 2003 to 2005. They know what they're talking about. That includes between $8.3 trillion and $12.3 trillion to meet the plan's call to eliminate carbon emissions from the power and transportation sectors, and between $42.8 trillion and $80.6 trillion for its economic agenda, including providing jobs and health care for all. And on our written story, there's a link below that, the Green New Deal section, that you can click on and get all of the details about it. And then the third biggie, forgive student debt. Now, that's federal only. Cost, $1.6 trillion owed by 45 million Americans, plus free college tuition. It's going to cost $47 billion annually for the federal government and $23 billion a year for states. How to pay for it? Well, their current proposal, which costs $2.2 trillion over 10 years, will be fully paid for by a big tax on Wall Street speculation, similar to what exists in dozens of countries around the world. Of course, that makes it all okay, right? That's according to Senator Bernie Sanders. The College for All plan outlined a Robin Hood tax that would impose a 0.5% tax on stock trades, a 0.1% fee on bonds, and a 0.005% fee on derivatives. So doesn't that all make you feel really warm and fuzzy? And then you get Michael Bloomberg sitting at the table. So what's he bring to this whole new conversation? We'll see how new it is tonight, right? The three-time New York City mayor. Oh, he changed the New York City term limit law so he could serve the third term. Oh my gosh. Bloomberg is reportedly in the top 10 of the wealthiest Americans. He owns Bloomberg Network, a financial news cable network that has been around for a long time. His largesse primarily comes from that network, his financial company, and personal investments. By any measure, folks, he's a rich guy. Bloomberg is best known for his personal controversies. As mayor, he assumed control over that controversial stop and frisk law that was put in during the Giuliani administration. It allowed police to stop any person based solely on suspicion. Just suspicion, no basis other than, that person looks a little fishy. Then search them based only on those suspicions. The minority communities went nuts. They questioned the practice that had been implemented during that Giuliani administration. And there's a difference there. Under Giuliani, there were specific requirements of the police before they could stop a person. And Bloomberg ignored those requirements. The New York police before Bloomberg annually averaged 100,000 stop and frisk. Under Bloomberg's 12 years as mayor, in which his policy was to authorize police to stop and frisk without the requirement of a just cause, well, that turned into 600,000 a year stop and frisk under Bloomberg. The policy was extremely divisive throughout Manhattan at best, and it was viewed as extremely racist at worst. But that was not the Bloomberg lightning rod for which New Yorkers best remember him. I'm sure you've heard about this one. He passed a regulation on the size of fountain drinks that could be sold in the Big Apple. He was just tired of fat people walking around Manhattan, and he thought if he gave them a limited amount of Dr. Peppers and Cokes, that would help. Well, that, of course, made national and international headlines. I remembered when that happened and I heard about it. I said, wait a minute. If customers want a big gulp that holds 40 ounces of a drink and they can only have 20, why don't they just buy two 20-ounce drinks? I wonder if Michael thought of that when he put that law in. Regarding other Bloomberg ideas that will soon burst into the 2020 primary discussions, or extremely leftist that are just shy of being purely socialist, we'll spare you now, because when Mini Mike, and that's his Donald Trump name, the president has assigned him the name Mini Mike, and if you've seen him in pictures with other people around, you'll understand why. They say, I think he's 5'6". I think he's more like 5'4". Well, he's on the debate stage tonight. And when he gets up there on the stage, folks, and he starts talking about his ideas and all these other Democrats who he's been banging on with $417 billion worth of television ads, that old song, The Heat Is On, over the next few weeks and months, it will divulge Bloomberg's current status on issues, along with numerous catalog videos of his past that we're going to show here to you throughout the months for all his former status on those same issues. Well, the Mini Mike reference for Mr. Bloomberg, again, we told you that came from President Trump. Remember that one. They all always stick, so I think Mike's probably everybody in his campaign are calling him from time to time behind his back, Mini Mike. I think the Democrat Party field is about to take a big hit. I really do, and I'm being serious now. No one has the financial staying power to take on the other New York billionaire in the midst of all of this. It's probably going to come down to Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg for the Democratic Party nomination. Each of those has plenty of baggage for President Trump to go after, all sorts of low-hanging fruit there. But remember, there's a Democrat Party convention between the primaries and Election Day. There will only be one Democrat in the field after the Milwaukee Democrat National Convention. Do you know what will be the final straw to determine which Dem will face the president? Steady yourself for what I'm about to say. The final straw? Who's going to face the president, the determinant? Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, folks. She's praying for a brokered convention. Now, you've heard that term probably. What does it mean? A brokered convention. A brokered convention can occur during a presidential election when any political party fails to choose a nominee on the first round of a delegate voting at the party's nominating convention. Once the first ballot, or vote, has occurred and no candidate has a majority of the delegates' votes, the convention is then considered brokered. Now, what happens then? Well, then the nomination is decided through a process of alternating political horse trading, delegate vote trading, and additional revotes. If this happens, all regular delegates are released. All those ones that ran in Iowa and Nevada and New Hampshire, and they were picked to go represent those people that elected them from those various states, they're released from their obligation that they made when they voted in their state primaries or caucuses. They're able to switch their allegiance to a different candidate before the next round of balloting. It's hoped that this extra privilege extended to the delegates will result in a revote yielding a clear majority of delegates for one candidate. Hmm, you say? Well, the Hillary camp prays that if, for instance, neither Bernie or Mike on the first ballot receives enough votes to claim a victory, every delegate would then be released from their primary or caucus vote obligation. Hillary would then allow herself to be nominated. How about that? Her hope would be that enough of the delegates that were previously committed to Bernie and Mike would switch to vote for her in sufficient numbers to give her the Democrat Party nomination to run again for president. Have you thought about that? Let that sink in for a bit. Well, if that scenario should happen, and if Hillary were able to pull an upset victory to take on Donald Trump for a second time, I got to be honest with you, I'm going to be torn. I'd find myself in something of a conundrum. Part of me would love to see Hillary struggle to present substance that was sufficient for Americans to vote for her instead of President Trump. As proficient with language as she is, I don't think that would be sufficient. Now, that's my opinion. Although I'd kind of like to see it happen. I really would. The more I sit here and say these things, the more I would really like to see it. The other part of me would be disappointed. I'd like to see just once two New York billionaires going one-on-one with a pending knockout in their hands. If Americans think Donald Trump is a bit caustic in his speech now, wait until Michael Bloomberg, who has a similar background, turns on his caustic speech. Mini Mike in that scenario may find himself on his back on the debate stage with a 6'3" Queens billionaire's knee on his chest. I've thought it over. I'd hate to see a grown man knock out a woman on national television. So it should be Donald versus Mike in the ring the night of November 3rd, 2020. I got to be honest with you folks, it's going to be fun in this stretch. It really is, because we are going to see and hear things that we thought had never even been invented during this campaign. Not only for the election itself, but for the Democrats clawing to be the one to get to face Donald Trump. I'm not sure they're going to enjoy it after they get there, whoever does. Having fun at Truth News Network. Thanks for being here today. Be back tomorrow. There's a lot of stuff in the wind. We're going to talk about a senator, a U.S. senator, a Democrat that has, it looks like, has broken federal law and has committed a felony. That's tomorrow right here at Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org. See you then.
Your daily dose of the truth. TNN. The Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org. We'll be right back.